Good morning, everyone. Today's the 29th of July, Thursday morning. And I decided to change locations today. Sit in my easy chair here. I couldn't sleep, so I got up and I thought I'd share a little bit with y'all this morning. You know, I wanted to just say that we have a great future ahead of us if we're God's people. We have a great future ahead of us. And we have to keep our eyes on the prize. And what is the prize? To be eternally with our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who won the race for us. And satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace of glowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, "I will never thee forsake." Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of Glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may end thy present stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do, that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me, let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and presence be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and I'm taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Well, that should be all of our hope and all of our prayers this morning. That God is the one who brings satisfaction to our souls. You know, I heard a man say recently that the 23rd Psalm was the most tear-stained psalm in the Bible. Well, it must touch a lot of people's hearts. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Have a blessed day today. It's my prayer.